Courage is one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. This gift grants people the determination of the human mind to withstand or to persevere in the uncertainty of life. In other words, courage is necessary for humanity to continue to stand for the truth, to continue to do good, and to continue to endure evil. Hard trials or challenges may seem to be inevitable or expected or unavoidable, but it can be prevented. Unfortunately, we sometimes cause these hard trials or challenges to happen. Let us take, for example, hypertension. Hypertension is an abnormality of having a high blood pressure. Research confirms that to counteract it, we need to eat healthy and non-fatty food. But despite the fact that we know this truth, we still, or for some of us, continue to eat unhealthy food, like me. Likewise, in diabetes, doctors recommend not to indulge too much sweets or carbohydrates like rice or pasta. Other than health, let us take, for example, the financial status. We know prices of various commodities continuously increasing. With this reality, we need to prepare for it by saving our own money. We need to think twice before we pamper ourselves to buy unnecessary things. Or maybe we overspend what we actually have. It takes courage, isn't it? Perhaps it is not us who will need financial assistance in the future. It may be our relatives or friends. And with our savings at hand, we can spare some to help them. Needless to say, it takes courage to totally avoid these mentioned circumstances. It takes courage to be determined to live a life of healthy, prosperous, and well. Much more, it takes courage to live how God wants us to live, to stay in His grace, to do good, and to avoid evil. It takes courage to will the will of God. Like Elijah, who went to the wilderness hungry and afraid, easily gave up and prayed for his own death. Prayed for death. But an angel came and told him to get up, to take courage, and to eat. Because of his obedience, obeying God's will, his strength came back, and endured the journey to the Mount of Horeb, or Mount Sinai, for 40 days and 40 nights. Most often than not, we too easily give up when hard trials or tough challenges come. We easily lose hope. And when we do, our hearts harden. Bitterness comes along with fury, anxiety, anger, shouting, and reviling. Unconsciously, we are already eaten by our pride, imprisoned by our selfish ego. And it will take more courage to come out of it. St. Paul said, "Live in love." And to live in love, we need the gift of courage from the Holy Spirit. We need courage to put away our old self, our former way of life, which were corrupted through deceitful desires, and put on the new self, created in God's ways, in righteousness, and in holiness of truth. One thing that calls for a great courage is to face death, to face our own death. It is scary, frightening, and terrifying. And oftentimes we avoid discussion like this, or sometimes we trivialize it. Again, it takes courage to talk about it, to talk about death. But in the gospel today, Jesus Christ gives us hope. Jesus talks about life after death, the life of eternal, in the bliss of the infinite joy, and with the endless, overflowing, immense love of God. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me has eternal life." As humans, we have mortal bodies. But with Christ Jesus, we are immortal with Him. The body of Christ that we all partake at this altar is Christ Jesus Himself, His glorified humanity, as it was after rising from the dead. The living bread that came down from heaven. If we truly believe Him, we should not be afraid of death, but to take courage to face it. Courage that is not undermining of fear, but courage with faith that calls us to believe in His true presence in the most holy Eucharist, His body and His precious blood. And through this, hoping that we also receive the gift of the resurrection, the gift of eternal life. I know it is hard, but we have to try. We have to take the courage. My brothers and sisters, always be reminded that, again, whoever eats this living bread will live forever. And so take courage, my friends, with faith in our Lord Jesus, our Savior.